Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Steve Lash of the Daily Record. Steve, you've been reporting on this controversy, a potentially quite expensive one, having to do with legal representation at bail hearings. And the cost was of great concern to the assembly leaders as they were meeting and talking about various things the other day. Bring us up to date, if you would, on what they said and what your thoughts are about where we're headed.
Last September, the Maryland Court of Appeals found it to be that defendants facing incarceration have a due process right to counsel. And one of those situations where there's a threat of incarceration is at initial bail hearings, when an arrestee is first brought before a district court commissioner to set bail.
There are enough of these so that the potential cost is through the roof, right?
Well, it's about $177,000 per year. The state public defender, Paul DeWolf, has put the cost just for his office at about $28 million a year, not mentioning any sort of additional security or even what the state's attorneys feel that it's going to cost them.
Well, you know, you and I were both there at the interview the other day with the three leaders. Speaker Bush and Senate President Miller both sort of observed that this was pending on their plate. Although Mr. Miller seemed to brush it aside with a little bit of annoyance, I thought, actually. It seemed that he thought it could be dealt with without this kind of drama.
Well, three, actually, and Governor O'Malley, who was also there, mentioned the hope that when the case gets back, they're hoping that the Court of Appeals reconsiders their decision, essentially.
Because it's a different court now.
There's
the new chief is one of the dissenters in the decision.
Right? Yes, Chief Judge Mary Ellen Barbera was the chief dissenter.
What does she say?
She basically says that it's not necessarily at the initial bail hearing a right to counsel. But it's interesting because now that the decision has been made— below whether the court so soon would say, oh, by the way, what we decided in September, we were wrong. I think the court would be very hard-pressed to change such a precedential decision so soon after it was made.
Does that mean, do you think, that they would be embarrassed to do that?
The embarrassment is perhaps a good word, but I think that just as a matter of judicial practice, I think that Chief Judge Barbera would recognize that the legitimacy, the integrity of the court is at stake if basically a decision can be changed 4 months later just based on a slight change in composition.
Well, they seem to be talking about a procedural change in the structure that would relieve them of the problem, actually, without curtailing the representation that people deserve.
Well, it's interesting because the Maryland judiciary created a task force to examine, well, how can we deal, essentially, with the ruling? And what the judiciary came back with their proposal is, if you need a counsel at initial bail hearings, we can find a way to eliminate or at least sharply reduce the number of initial bail hearings. Instead of giving people two shots at the initial bail hearing, then the bail review which follows, just give it one shot to meet in front of a judge who would then decide in the first instance whether to set bail.
That seemed to be one of the things that was getting under Mr. Miller's skin, the idea that it was a commissioner and not actually a judge, so that, you know, you were perhaps offering more representation than you really needed to. Well, we'll see what happens as we go along, Steve, and I'm sure you'll cover it, and we'll talk to you again.
Yes, thank you very much.
You bet. For Steve Lash, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.